Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, guys. Sheffield Live 93.fm. This is The Backroom, home of brand new music every Thursday night, 6 till 7, of the indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk kind of music. Very exciting show for you tonight. Kicked in off there with the Zookies and Becca. And by the way, they are playing just down the road tonight at the Sydney Matilda, the Wheels in Motion Tour. They're in vans, they're travelling around the country. You got the Zookies, you got the Pistol Daisies, and you've also got the Jacks, three band bill. So get down, City Matilda, tonight. Very special guest tonight. Managed to catch up with him, from Boston. He is the legend that is Evan Dando, front man of the Lemonheads, of course. So, yeah, that'll be on a little bit later. And this is Fontaines DC. This is new from them. This is Marianne. Just back from headlining the Leeds and Reading festivals. Fontaines DC, 16th of October, new album Dopamine Chamber. That is the first single, taking it from Marianne. And they're going to go out a big arena tour in November. 24th of November, Leeds. Leeds Arena. Fontaines DC, you can't go wrong with these guys. This is Black Lounge.
It's all for the sake. city, it was pretty cold. Remember when you asked if you could wear my coat? But I said no, and it was only a joke, though. I guess we can't take the joke. And now you've gone and left me out here on my own, sitting in the freezing cold with no way home. But I won't moan. I guess we can't take the joke, no. I guess we can't take the joke. I walked and walked till my legs gave. You somehow got so far away. It's not a race. I checked every bar on the way. It's not me, it's you, it's that face again. What a stupid thing to say.
You.
They're called Weather Happy, and the track is called Trees. Loving that. And that is from their debut EP, Moth, which will be out on October the 30th via Easy Does It Records. I've got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases all coming up, and chatting to Evan Dando soon.
Your favorite 80s pop star ripoff. Single after single while you watch me strip off. All the DJs thank me when I come round and stop off. My records just come out, God, I hope that you bought one. You can't have rock, no, without the rock star. Modern or not, no, it won't get you that far. The people, they forget that I play the guitar. I'm a rock, pop, dance, flop, whatever. Am I ever gonna be a rock star? Oh, come on! What's going on? I'm the only credit on every song. Triple threat. And if I had to bet, well, I mix these vocals to go from right to left. Oh, don't get me started on how I party. When I put this suit on, oh, everybody's watching. It's a discotheque. Show some respect. Oh, clear the dance floor, cause it's my go next. Am I ever gonna be a rock star? Single after single while you watch me strip off. All the DJs thank me when I come round and stop off. My records just come out, God, I hope that you buy one. One last time, one day, baby. Am I ever gonna be a rock star? 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 Am I ever gonna be a rock star?
Am I ever going to be a rock star? The fabulous Tommy Smith. Okay, Evan Dando needs new introduction. 40 years, 1986, the Lemonheads formed in Boston in the United States. A colourful career, loads of albums. They're back. Their new album came out in 2025 called Love Chant. They're going to be over these shores this month, and very lucky to catch up with him to talk about that.
And it's you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic guys. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, 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 hey. Hide it in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cup.
did shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone? Show the magic of our nation turns to lonely eyes to you. Woo woo woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe has left and gone away. Hey hey hey. Hey hey hey.
Absolute pleasure to welcome Evan Dando from the Lemonheads. Is it okay to say legendary? I think it's okay to say legendary.
I mean, don't bother me.
But thanks for joining me on Sheffield Live. Evan, where are you? You've got a guitar there. You're outside
somewhere.
Yeah,
I've got my 1957 J45, basically what Elvis played, you know?
Lovely. That is.
He was a great guitar player. People don't even know that. He's a great rhythm guitar player. There's a videotape called Elvis 57. In 67, he played the heck out of it.
Absolutely. I think not a lot of people know that, actually. I think you're right.
You know? Did you know?
I don't think I did. No, but I'm no. Evan, you're educating me, so it's good.
Can't you imagine, though, with all his dancing and his innate rhythm, the way he sang, you know, his guitar playing was really, really percussive and beautiful.
Yeah. Evan, I've got a few things I'd love to talk to you about, because actually...
Go ahead.
It's really special that, like, I was thinking, like, it's 40 years since you formed, right? It's 86, so it's...
I guess that I try not to think about that. I'm like, maybe it's 30. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's
86. 86, we started playing gigs. What is that? 40 years ago?
Yeah, it's 40 years ago. So
I think I'm gonna be the oldest. Like, we're gonna keep going like till I'm 100.
Dude, does it feel like yesterday? Does it feel? Does 1986 feel like?
Of course it does. Yeah. I mean, I still remember driving around in the Lemonheads van we had with the Lemonheads written on the side and all the amazing. Like, we took this climb. People think in a way that we got famous really quickly, but we worked like mothers trying to get there. It took us years and years, and we were in that thing of Germany and England love guitar bands thing, where but we couldn't really catch a cold in America.
Yeah,
eventually, you know, but it's the route. You know, everyone takes Pixies, Jimi Hendrix. They have to go to England first, and then so we were like, wait, we might be on the right track here. We'll see.
Yeah, and absolutely. Not. Obviously, the 90s, it all kind of blew up for you. You know, in like big albums and yeah,
with the total horrible move by the record company. I was like, you can't put that song out as a single. And they're like, well, we are, you know, Mrs. Robinson. And then saved by Martin Scorsese. So it's the epitome of early 90s hedonism. And so it's perfect. And also, that was the first take. We hadn't played it ever before. We got the parts ready. And that's why people like it. So fresh. We got it on the first take. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is great. And they were a great time. And I mean, there's so many albums you've done. And it's very exciting. First album in 20 years of the original material. Obviously, you had Varshons and stuff.
I love Love Chan. Yeah.
It's a great album. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it too.
Go ahead.
What was it like, kind of just, you know, it was 20 years and, you know, getting some of the original material? What was that process like for you to?
Well, it was just, I had to get off dope 5 years ago, and then it came back, you know, it came, my heart and my head were connected again or something weird like that, and something new age like that, and being very careful what I say here, and my wife and my stepdaughters, I'm just in a great environment. We live in a F-off mansion on the hill with a pool. I mean, we're buying the house. It just went from hell to heaven for me, and it's insane.
So you're still in Brazil?
We live in Brazil forever. I'm going to die there. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never
But
been.
also, I'm
It
going to
looks
fight
amazing.
Americans if they come down to try to get us. I'm going to join the army somehow. I'm not even good at.
Let's talk about music.
Let's talk about the Bosch. All right, go ahead.
But very exciting that you're back over these shores again. Obviously, you've done the UK lots of times. I mean, you in Sheffield only last year. Actually, I saw you last year in the Foundry. I love that show. And
We're voracious.
what?
We just want to tour. I just like touring. We don't do
Yeah.
enough. We're going to do more and more next year. And we have a new record that's done, a new re
Yeah.
record of originals. And we have a Townes Van Zandt. It's called Townsville. I got the name from Australia, but we, you
Ah.
know, Townsville, it's a place. And, but it's so
I've
good.
seen that. Yeah.
Townsville. Yeah. And,
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, what, you kidding? You kidding me? My wife Antonia said, you can do it. Like, and I was like, okay. And she produced the record because she helped me get the phrasing just right and not have a Texas accent, a fake Texas accent, except on one can't. But it's like the best record I've ever made, the sound of it. And then there's the new record, which is just really rocking but it's poppier than the last. And I'm so excited about my musical future, art wise, like as far as, and I don't care. I do it for me, you know, really, you know, and it's great to have people at the shows. That's awesome. I like to give, but in the end, it's mine, you know, and no one can do anything about that, you know. You know, and that's it's my thing, and I love doing it, and I think people will be, you know, I'm getting better and better. It's the counterintuitive, weird, sad reality is that rock and roll gets more, it just gets more fun because you relax, you're not so serious. Oh, I'm so cool, you know. It's better.
No, but
You're
I
like,
agree,
oh.
Evan. I think it's really important to just do it for yourself. The fans will follow. If the fans know you're doing it for yourself, it's going to come across better, isn't it?
Exactly. Well,
We're not doing it for other people.
you have to look inside. Like to help other people, you got to look inside yourself and you work out problems, and that helps people. You know, people come up to me. That's the most important and most the most what is it called? Rewarding thing is when you say, you know, they say like, you know, you really helped me. I don't know if I'd make it, have made it through high school or whatever without you. You know, like that's the stuff. You know, that those people. If you help people by helping yourself, you know. That's cool.
Yeah, no,
Q,
absolutely.
Q, Q. Was that a
Very
Q?
cool.
K E
Very
W L.
cool. Very
Q,
cool. Very
Q.
cool. So
Yeah.
yeah, UK, big tour, big European tour, big UK tour. Keeps getting bigger, I think. You're putting
Yeah.
more shows on. What's your relationship with the UK, Evan?
UK, I mean, it's way more laid back and. You know, Chamber is a great record. It sounds like AM radio. It's great. And Car Button Clock. I'm proud of all my albums, and I never went. And that's why it took 20 years, 19 years this time. I'm not going to put any bad albums out. Like I could have done it, but I was like, I think it's smarter to wait until you have something real, you know. And this last record, I'm really proud of, and the new one is going to be really good. And the Townsville, we wrote a map. We did a map inside, like. Of Townsville, of all the things in the song, you know, and Pancho and Lefty coming. We got them all like all from lots of songs, and the first video comes out September 8th or 9th with Almir Sater, my stepdaughter's uncle, my stepdaughter's yeah,
So there's
he's really
just
huge. He's huge in Brazil. Huge.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, and that's coming out, just before the tour and
Yeah,
stuff like
September
that.
9th. Yeah.
Do you
It's
feel like
called
on
Rake. It's Rake. You know that song by Townes Van Zandt? Well, I used to wake and run with the moon. I lived like a rake and a young man. I covered my lovers with flowers and wounds. My laughter the devil would frighten. It's perfect for this next single. It's just like, yes, I'm evil, but I don't repent. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's sort of like just beautiful. It's like, but you know, yeah, it's attitude, man. And I got it just on one take. There's a lot of one take things on that thing. Just play it, and then they add a little thing after. But I'm so proud of the Townsville thing. And
I love it when you just unplug the guitars and stuff and you just put the guitar on and you just go
sometimes I take
acoustic.
it out and I go out into the crowd and everyone can hear it. It's really fun, man. I think
It's
that's
really
why people
cool.
come to shows because it's an event. They don't know what's going to happen, you know, and some people like that.
Well, absolutely. There's so many bands who are kind of formulaic out there. Or like you just know exactly what you're going to get. And for some people, yeah, brilliant. But no, rock and roll is about, you
it's,
know,
it's,
not
it's spontaneous.
Not
it's like you're taking the problem is we didn't bring a sound man for some reason, and that's why the last tour got some bad reviews, I think, because you gotta have a sound, especially in England. I forgot they don't like other musicians there, like, and so we got like sabotaged badly a couple times anyway.
So you got a sound man this time. Sound man's coming
yes,
over with
a great
you.
Sound man, a great sound man.
Very
and
cool.
Jacob Dylan. Jacob Dylan was playing, and we went to go see them. I know the kid, and our sound man was doing sound for them. They didn't tell us. Luckily, we went. Yeah.
And you've got Willie Mason sporting as well, which is great.
Yeah.
How did you guys
dates.
Get to? How did
Martha's
that come
Vineyard.
About?
Martha's Vineyard. I mean, I've known him for years. I went out with his wife just because we had a weird Fleetwood Mac band where it was like it's called the Sandwich Police. Check out the songs on YouTube.
I will.
Yeah, they're really good. Splinters is probably one of the best ones. And we copied the cover of the Dream Syndicate record, you know, with the big blue square.
Okay.
Anyway, I love the Dream Syndicate, the Days of Wine and Roses. They were in the Paisley Underground, you know, in L.A. in the early, mid-'80s.
Do you think your relationship
with Raincoats?
I mean,
that's
the Raincoats,
No, Raincoats were from Scotland.
They were, yeah. Along with a lot of the Pastels Teenage Fan Club all around. I think around that kind of time, the early 90s, wasn't it? 80s, 90s. Is your kind of relationship with music, like other people's music, different? You know, are there some bands you just stayed with the whole time that you still listen to, or is it just it
of
just
course.
Changes?
No, I mean, I just go back to James Brown and like the Stooges and the Velvets, and I listen to a lot of Mac Miller. I love him, and I, you know, I like rap, and I love classical music, and Allen Ginsberg made some pretty good. I have the box set of that, and I still have a CD player and a Jerry Jeff Walker cassette in my little boom box, who was awesome. But I'm just voracious music receptacle. I just like I'm like a sponge. I know so many songs, but it's just people go, what, how do you know that song so well? Yeah. But I'm what is it? I'm lucky. I've been blessed, you know.
It's a gift, Evan. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
That's what
it's
it is.
Totally
and some people have it and some people don't. And that's.
And it doesn't matter whatever happens because I enjoy it so much, you know. Like and I think it will be okay because the quality of these next two records is going to be incredible. Mm. And I like the last record, so we're back in the game at least. I just want to be back in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And how is kind of. Touring these days, like, well, how would you there's a lot of days.
How would you characterize it?
Yeah, like how would you manage
it's
it?
So much fun because I have all my stepdaughters selling t-shirts, man. My family's
cool.
There
oh,
and it's
nice.
Just like part of the Partridge Family or something. It's so much fun. It's like we don't have the same Pete Mondrian bus, but remember when in the 80s you couldn't buy like a thing of shampoo without it being like Mondrian exactly, no green. Remember Pete Mondrian? Yeah, there was like very 80s. They stole from. I played a show where everyone was talking and I jumped out into the crowd and I lost the watch ring that Johnny Depp. And then it was like turning around. Like I used to jump out and everyone would throw me around and back onto the stage. But at a certain point, I got sucked in and they just tried to pull off my clothes and. That's it. That was a moment that where it changed. We had to hide from the fans in a weird room downstairs. You know, very David Cassidy.
Are you still painting, Evan?
I paint. I really kind of do more magic mark. My show in Chicago was called "Got a Black Magic Marker" because I use a lot of magic. You know, remember like "Got a Black Magic Woman," but yeah, "Got a Black Magic Marker." Yeah, so I use a lot of textiles. You know, but. I gotta get back to painting because that is really fun too, but it's messy and I get in trouble. You know, like I get in trouble enough with every hotel. We gotta pay more because I always put ink on the sheets by mistake. And
oh, okay, yeah.
But at least we're not. We used to really go for it, like shoot off fireworks in the room and stuff, and a little spinning ones in the bathtub, which we thought was like made of nice stuff that wouldn't burn. Of course. And that was in Sweden, man. We got banned. It was the same hotel that the Stones wrecked a whole floor. The SAS hotel. Anyway, that's behind me now. But it sure was fun.
There's a lot of times that we could talk forever, couldn't we, really? But I think...
Well, one more thing about that. Like, when I woke up alone in the stairwell, like, for the 14th time with empty champagne glasses and a big thing of flowers, you know, with gifts inside, with everyone left, and I just passed, you know, I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this with the record company people and stuff in the stairwell. You know, like, do they really have my best interest as art? I don't know.
Maybe not.
They were good parties anyway, until I woke up and there was no one there.
Obviously good parties. So you're going to be playing near Sheffield, Home Firth Pictodrome, 30th of September.
I'm playing in Sheffield, Leadmill, I think.
The Leadmill doesn't exist anymore. Now it's called Electric.
It says Leadmill on my...
Does
on
it?
So maybe they're just calling it that. Like the Duchess of York, is that there still?
No.
In the Leeds. Duchess
of York Leeds went a long time ago.
That place had such a magical vibe. We used to just like... For some reason, we could like we played medleys of song, and some reason that place has something where we know exactly what to do. Like Hawkwind, Lemmy says about Hawkwind, he said he never had that again. With Dave Rock, they knew exactly where they were gonna. That's the magic of music. Also, one time, you know, as you're playing, everyone makes this mistake at the same time. It's like it's coming from above, you know, and it just it's great.
Yeah, I think they were spiritual.
Yeah,
I think some venues have a certain kind of pull for you, don't you? Like, there are certain special venues that you just never forget. But unfortunately,
the Town and Country Club, the one in Shepherd's Bush, the Forum or something.
Yeah, the Empire.
Empire. Shepherd's Bush. Yeah. We used to play four nights in a row there, man. It was like someone and have Echo Belly covering, warming up and stuff. Really fun stuff.
It's cool, but unfortunately, grassroots venue. A lot of the smaller venues in the UK just, you know. Turn into flats, yeah. Which isn't great. Leeds Duchess of York, I think, was a pub, wasn't it? So that was a...
At least it's not like Sydney. They all turned into like fruit machine places where everyone loses all their money, you know?
It's not a good thing. But hey, look,
so you don't have fruit machines in England, do you? Or just limited?
We're not big on the old fruit machines. Evan, thanks so much for talking to me on the show today. Frontman of the Lemonheads.
It's a short one.
It's been a pleasure.
What's your name again?
Paddy.
Paddy, come to the gig, yeah?
I'm coming to the gig, yeah.
Home for the door. Let's talk in person, okay?
Let's talk in person. Absolutely. I'll be there.
Yeah. Right on. I'm on my way now. Yeah. Awesome. I'll be there too, man.
Thanks so much for your time, Evan, today. Thank you.
Please,
appreciate
no problem.
It.
Excellent, man.
I feel, oh yeah, I feel.
That's Love Chant from the Love Chant album. Lemonhead, before that, Mrs. Robinson. And thanks to Evan Dando. What a pleasure to talk to him and catch him at Lemonhead at home for the Pitchodrome on September the 30th. It was supposed to be Sheffield Electric, but it's moved to Home Firth. So keep that in mind. You listen to Sheffield Live, you listen to The Backroom, and I've got music news coming up for you now. Let's go and see what's going on in the world. Dua Lipa, Tame Impala and Fred Again, they reportedly been lined up as headlines for Coachella 2027. According to a new report from industry publication Hits Daily Double, Lipa and Tame Impala expected to headline next year's edition. A further top bill slot is set to remain open, with BTS, CSA, SZA, Oasis and Radiohead already reportedly being pursued. For what it's worth, the reports claim that SZA are currently way more likely to secure the position than Oasis and Radiohead. And Miley Cyrus has already been approached, but reportedly turned down the offer. Elbow are back. Guy Garvey has spoken about the news that Elbow will be playing 3 hometown shows at Manchester Ritz, for where they'll be playing the whole of their debut album, Asleep in the Back, to mark its 25th anniversary. Sleep in the Back was a cult success on its release on the recently relaunched V2 label in 2001. It reached number 14 and earned the band the first Mercury Prize nomination. They lost out to PJ Harvey's classic Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, but would go on to win in 2008 for their breakthrough 4th album, The Seldom Seen Kid. So it's great to have them back, and they're going to be doing some intimate gigs at Manchester Ritz on November the 20th, 21st and 22nd. Those tickets have been available already by a fan pre-sale, but they go on general sale tomorrow. So check out that. Okay, let's go to this band then. These are called Joan and the Giants. This is called Looking for Reason.
Yeah.
Jones and Giles from Melbourne, Australia. Okay, so it's 6:47. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's look at some gigs then. And tonight you can check out the, like I said before, the Suki's Pistol Daisies and the Jacks at Sydney Matilda. It's going to be a great one tonight. And tomorrow you've got Mal Grab Electric Studios, The Hanging Stars at Yellow Arch. And then on Saturday, Deadlights at Corporation. You've got Black Ultimate at Yorkshireman. And then Sunday, Matt Hook at the Haslan Club out in Chesterfield. And come back into Sheffield, the Libby venue, with Julian Jones. On Monday, it's got Dream Stay at Corporation. Tuesday, William Tyler at Bishop's House. Wednesday, Boyce Avenue Electric Studio. Pop Punkers as it is at Corporation. Some new gigs. Kneecap have announced Manchester Depot Mayfield on the 3rd of December. Those tickets go on sale at 10 tomorrow. Blossoms is out on a tour. Cardiff 26th of November. Then they're going on to London Alexander Palace on the 27th. Manchester Co-op Live on the 28th. They've announced Leeds Arena as a new one on the 3rd of December. And those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9:30. Then they carry on to Birmingham Reed on the 4th. Glasgow Hydro on the 5th. And Manchester Co-op Live on the 11th. The Royston Club are supporting on all those dates. And Supergrass have announced a tour next April. 26th of April, Newcastle, New X, and on to Leeds Academy on the 30th of April. Manchester Academy on the 1st of May, Donnybrook Rock City on the 4th of May, Birmingham Academy on the 5th, London O2, Kentish Town Forum on the 7th and 8th, Bristol Beacon on the 11th and 12th of May, finishing at Portsmouth Guildhall. Those tickets all go on sale at 4 o'clock as well. This is new from the Big Moon.
I can smell the sunscreen on your face, close enough to change the marks it made, close enough to change how I see you. Over ice, you don't always have to be so brave. Don't need to swim against the tide. Come with me.
from forthcoming album Forever. That is The Big Moon, and that is called Fun. So let's talk about this band. They're called Things We Built. They're kind of blending melodic guitars, searing harmonies. They're made up musicians from Australia and the USA, and they have shared stages with the likes of Courtney Barnett, Vika and Linda, and Ainsley Wills. This is new from them. This is called Daddy's Gone Disco.
I need to say yes, and no more talk, talk, talking. Talking didn't help. Been a company now for so long. Guess you're going to watch. I'll pay my rent and yours. Let me. Disco. Ooh, lady's not coming back. You say it'll fade. Won't know what I miss. My girlfriend's better, and anything is better than this. Been a company now for so long. Your woolen socks. I'll pay my rent and yours, and let me out. Daddy's gone disco.
Okay, thanks for listening. And some new albums out tomorrow. Airborne and Airborne, that's out. Amol and the Sniffers, Truth or Conscience, Fell from El Coyote, that's out. New one from Dizzy Rascal, We Want Bass. Jamie Sheenan, one from Funeral Songs. Jamie Webster, Running Around the Sun. Kasabian, Act 3. Loads and loads of great new albums out tomorrow. So thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next Thursday from 6 till 7. I'm going to play out with this one. Thanks to Evan Dando from the Lemonheads, of course, for joining me as well. I'm going to play out with this one. It's called Not My Wife, This Is Best Friend. Have a good evening. See you later. Still, you're on the wheel of pain.
soul.